give you this other appointment. He said, all right. So we moved him out, sent his name to the Senate. All the Senate voted for him and confirmed him over on the Communications Commission. That place is vacant. That is the man that will make the recommendations and the two commissioners. Now, I agreed to you to sit down and talk who you'd want on there. Maybe we'd want to Hennings or somebody. I don't care who has it. I have nobody nominated. But it isn't that I made him a promise I haven't kept. I made a promise to appoint a committee. I did. I made a promise to consider the report of the committee. I have it. I'm ready to. I've got a man assigned to do nothing but that. But I want the secretary that will make the decision to be in on it, you see. And as it is, I don't want to put it back over in commerce because each one of them will split apart. Now, I don't believe that Hall understands this.
Well, I think he does. And I think that he feels that they were trimmed in the sense that this thing has dragged on now to over 2.5 years. There's been no changes, you see. And they're pretty bitter. Although he said he promised me he would still try to reach in and see if he could find some agreement there with his people who are over in the hill there now.
Well, the agreement he ought to have is this, that we will appoint fair men on this. They will take his report. They'll digest it. We'll discuss it with him, and we'll do it at the highest level. And I don't believe that Ford can help him. I don't believe he can do much good on it, and I think you can if he lets you.
Well, I'll keep working on it.
Thank you.